Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth told us in January of this year that 2010 will be a year of manifestation. Many wonderful things have happened that have literally changed the course of history. These things have occurred in the realms of cause, where everything begins. And in 2011, we will begin to really experience them tangibly manifesting in the physical world of effects, the world of form. The most important event that was established was unity consciousness and the fact that humanity was able to finally transcend the oppressive grip of our wayward human egos. Day by day, the outer world effects of these events will become evident in our lives. All we need to do is to stay focused and to pay attention to the positive things that are shifting. Changes that we've been striving to make for ourselves and in our lives that our egos have been blocking will now occur much more easily. When our egos were oppressively blocking us from moving forward in the light, any changes we were trying to make were like walking through tar into gale-forced winds. This has shifted for each of us. We still have the etheric records and the memories of the misbehavior of our human egos, and we can still act out of those old dysfunctional patterns. But the ego, that the way it manipulated and controlled us, has been released in ways that we've never experienced before since our fall from grace eons ago. As 2010 comes to a close, we have one more very powerful opportunity to move this earth and all her life forward, a quantum leap into the light. December is always really a very special time, and every world religion has some form of celebration that takes place during this month, when hundreds of millions of people, actually billions of people all over the planet, are opening their hearts in love and turning their attention to a higher power. It creates this magnificent chalice of light, an open portal through which the light of God can flow to assist us with improving the quality of life on this planet. December 21st is the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere and the summer solstice in the Southern Hemisphere. This event in the Northern Hemisphere is considered by many to be the holiest night of the year, because in the Northern Hemisphere it symbolizes the return of the light, the sun, as our days get longer and longer and longer. This year, our December solstice is being greatly enhanced by a full moon lunar eclipse. This is a very rare occurrence that these two events take place at the same time. Today we're going to take advantage of this wonderful opportunity by empowering a new cause of divine love for this planet and every person, place, condition, or thing evolving upon her. During this wondrous time, humanity is receiving more assistance from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth than ever before. And this guidance pouring forth from the heavenly realms is intended to help all of us see the bigger picture of the unfolding divine plan that is occurring day by day. Then, with new clarity and understanding, we will all be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectations and hope, instead of feeling fearful and overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from on high, we will know that the light of God is increasing in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness ever to manifest on this planet. Now, during this hour today, we will work in the eternal moment of now. And that means that whether you are able to tune in with us live or you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven in to our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am presence and the entire company of heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. For as you are lifted up, all life is being lifted up with you. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, let's prepare humanity to receive an unprecedented gift of divine love that we will co-create today in unison with the company of heaven. So let's clear all of the confusion, the doubt, or the fear, and bathe the planet in higher frequencies of transfiguring divine love in preparation for the activity of light that we will join with the entire company of heaven. Let's begin by breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and with the I Am presence, the divinity within the heart of every man, woman, and child on earth. Through this activity, we are merging into one magnificent collective I Am presence. And as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we will invoke an intensified frequency of divine love, the most intense frequency that humanity is capable of receiving at this very moment. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically, as this sacred fire of divine love from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through your heart flame. See this magnificent frequency of love flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every precious person evolving on this planet. Every man, woman, and child, whether they are in or out of embodiment at this time. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid has a frequency that expands the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations, the pain and suffering on earth, into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is forming a bridge, the bridge to freedom, over which this earth will ascend on the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process, bringing all her life with her. Now, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, humanity, the governments of the world, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of heaven on earth, the patterns of perfection for the new earth that we are now co-creating with the company of heaven. During our special time together, remember the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Today, we are going to join with the company of heaven to co-create a new cause of divine love for this sweet earth and all her life. In the past, our human egos, who manipulated us mercilessly into believing that we could change the circumstances of our lives by changing outer appearances alone, tricked us into misbehaving in ways that perpetuated the pain and suffering on this planet. In truth, outer appearances will only change if we address the cause of the problem. When we deal with just trying to change outer appearances instead of the cause of the problem, it is like trying to change the reflection in the mirror without changing the object that's causing the reflection in the first place. This is a futile effort, and we will fail every time. As we fail continually in trying to improve the quality of our lives by focusing on the outer appearances, we create levels of depression and failure consciousness and fear that make us feel hopeless and feel like we don't have the ability to improve our lives. Nothing could be further from the truth. We are the co-creators of our earthly experience. We are manifesting the things that are taking place in our lives through our thoughts, our words, our actions, and our feelings. At any given moment, our life is reflecting a sum total of our past thoughts, words, actions, and feelings from all of the time frames and dimensions that we have ever existed in. At this time, monumental changes are taking place on Earth, and the company of heaven is guiding us and directing us, helping us understand with greater clarity how to improve and change our lives. Humanity is now standing at a crossroads. We can choose to remain in the quagmire of our painful human miscreations, or we can co-create a new cause that will move us forward in the light. The good news is that this choice is easier than ever before. Because of the unprecedented influx of light that has taken place this year, in 2010, literally miracles are taking place. The I Am Presence, the divinity within every person, is at long last reclaiming dominion of our earthly experiences, taking command of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, reclaiming the power that our lower fragmented human egos usurped eons ago. The divine intervention of our I Am Presence is allowing the entire company of heaven to work more closely with us than ever before. These selfless messengers of our Father, Mother, God are asking us to join with them now in unified consciousness to co-create the cause that will transform this planet and all life evolving upon her into the full expression of heaven on earth, which is the earth's divine destiny. That cause, which we will now co-create with the company of heaven, is love. In deep gratitude for our ability to serve life in this way, let's join together in consciousness with the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Let's unify our hearts with the entire company of heaven. And together, we will now co-create a new cause of love that will be far more powerful than any of the human miscreations that were created by our human egos and that are now currently causing humanity's pain and suffering. Breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Kneel before the altar of divine love that pulsates in the core of your heart, and surrender your lower human consciousness, all fragmented thoughts and feelings, to the perfection of your I Am Presence. Feel your I Am Presence taking full dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, as this aspect of your own divinity merges and becomes one with the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, creating this magnificent, pulsating divine presence that is working now in total unison and harmony with the entire company of heaven. Breathing in and exhaling, we will now participate in this activity of light. Follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention. Beloved Father, Mother, God, we ask that you now expand the flame of transfiguring divine love that is pulsating within every person's heart. Create from this sacred fire a tremendous heart of pure divine love that expands and expands until it envelops the entire planet Earth. This resplendent heart of pure divine love now magnetizes the love of God from every ascended level of being in the universe. This unfathomable influx of love floods the earth and bathes every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of precious life energy in its healing light. This activity of light creates the archetype that will form the pattern of perfection for our planetary cause of manifesting divine love within the heart and mind of every man, woman, and child evolving on this planet, whether they are in or out of embodiment. Our Father, Mother, God, the entire company of heaven, and the unified I Am presence of every person on earth, now join together as one unified force of divine love. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one unified consciousness, we breathe previously unknown frequencies of love from the heart of God, from the very core of creation, into the heart of every person on earth. This unprecedented influx of divine love flows through every heart flame, intensifying the grid of divine love, amplifying it 1,000 times 1,000-fold, creating a symphony of love that now ensouls and interpenetrates our beloved Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her. This influx of divine love is now expanding into the fifth dimensional heart chakra of every person on the planet. The I Am presence of each person is now becoming a PowerPoint of light, unified in consciousness with the I Am presence of every other person on earth. Inbreathing, assimilating, expanding, and projecting this force field of divine love throughout humanity, the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and the entire atmosphere of Earth. The I Am presence within every person is now the open door for this resplendent light. At inner levels, every person on the planet is experiencing this force field of unconditional divine love. Through the I Am presence, every person is seeing the scintillating colors of love, smelling the fragrance of love, and hearing the cosmic tones and moving melodies of love. Through this activity of light, we are all truly love in action. We are collectively changing the core vibration of the primal light substance, which has gone into creating the present negative conditions manifesting on Earth. Through the love of our Father, Mother, God, the entire company of heaven, and the I Am presence of every human being, we are now the cause of this force field of divine love, now being permanently established on Earth. Together we have set in place the basic spiritual forces of divine love, over which humanity will now ascend out of our long exile in darkness into the fifth dimensional realms of light. This is what our cause of divine love is attracting into each of us personally and all of us collectively. We are all being raised into a profound awakening of supreme love consciousness. We are, here and now, the masters of love we were always destined to be. We are beings of love, now accepting responsibility for loving this sweet earth and all her life free. We are one with this blessed planet, and the planet is one with us. Our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven are now intensifying their love through every person's heart flame. This activity of light is lifting humanity into a higher octave of divine love and service to the light. Every person on Earth is being permanently invested with a cosmic force field of divine love. This force field is initiating each of us into a higher order of service to humanity and the light, which will greatly enhance our ability to co-create the patterns of perfection for the new Earth, which are now flowing into the physical world of form through our open heart and mind and the higher expression of our own divinity, our cause of love. We accept that this activity of light is being God victoriously accomplished, even as we call. And so it is. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Now, let's continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as we assimilate our newly formed cause of divine love into our earthly bodies at an atomic cellular level. While this integration is occurring within each of us and within all life throughout the entire planet Earth, I will share some information with you about love. This information has been given to humanity by the Company of Heaven, and it reflects a new level of awareness and understanding about the feminine aspect of deity, our Mother God, and the reflection of divine love that she bathes the planet with daily and hourly. Love is all that is. The feminine aspect of God has returned to Earth. This is the facet of the Holy Trinity that we've always referred to as the Holy Spirit. When we fell into such a consciousness of a patriarchal divinity, we thought of the Holy Spirit as being an aspect of our Father God. We knew it was the Holy Comforter and the love nature of God, but we now are realizing and understanding through the guidance and direction of the Company of Heaven that the Holy Spirit is actually our Mother God, and she reflects the love nature of God into the physical plane. With the return of our Mother God and the marriage now of the divine masculine and the divine feminine, which is victoriously occurring within every heart flame, humanity must now realign with the truth and the inner knowing of what the love of our Mother God really means in relation to our very existence on this planet. The following information has been given to us by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth for our contemplation and to assist us with our remembrance of the love of our Mother God. So much has been written about love that it has almost become a platitude. But the transfiguring divine love of our Mother God is the mightiest force of love in the universe. It is the vibration from which we were born out of the heart of our Father Mother God. It is the vibration through which we must now evolve and ascend back into the heart of God. The love of our Mother God has no bonds, no barriers, no conditions. Within the infinite power of our Mother's love, there is no pain or sorrow, no lack or limitation. Her love contains within its essence the full potential to rise above all human conditions, all self-inflicted suffering, all manner of chaos, confusion, hopelessness, and despair. Our Mother God's love heals the illusion of separation. It rejuvenates, revitalizes, and makes whole all that it embraces. It is the single greatest source of forgiveness, and it reverberates with the full gathered momentum of our eternal freedom in the light. Our Mother God's love is the foundation of creation and the balance of the One with our Father God. It is the indivisible, unchanging ecstasy that allows us to know love in all things. When we experience the love of our Mother God, we understand that we are all one. Whether we are a person, a magnificent sun, or a blade of grass, we are united in the body of God by the all-encompassing light of our Mother's divine love. As our Mother God reclaims this earth and once again anoints humanity with the eternal light of divine love, we begin to experience true peace. Her love is now resonating in the core of our beings, within the heart of every man, woman, and child. It is not outside of us. We no longer need to seek the divine feminine from afar. We need to merely accept that our Mother God has returned and that she is now abiding within our heart flames. Her love is pulsating within the silent rhythm of every heartbeat, every breath. It is the universal language now speaking to all humanity through our very gift of life. As we listen in the silence of our hearts, we hear the tones and whisperings of love, inspired by wonder and nature and the music of the spheres. Our Mother God is now reestablishing her covenant of love with the children of Earth, which will enhance our ability to once and for all accept the flow of the eternal peace and infinite abundance of God. Through this covenant, the supply of all good things will forever and ever flood into the hands and use of the sons and daughters of God evolving on Earth. the glory of God's abundance will be the manifest reality, not only in this moment, but far beyond earth and time into eternity. The effulgence of our newly balanced heart flames is creating an environment of love and upliftment around each and every one of us. When we turn our attention to the balanced expression of our Father, Mother, God that is now blazing within our hearts, the illusion of separation is shattered. Our hearts are unified, and we once again experience the bliss of knowing that we are one. When the concept of separation is shadowed and shattered, we realize that love is all there is. This knowledge evokes from within the deepest recesses of our beings a celestial song of thanksgiving and a reverent feeling of divine gratitude. When the concept of separation is shattered, every sunrise we see and every flower that shares its perfume with us, every friend and loved one who warms our heart is recognized as a gift of our oneness and a gift of love's sustaining power. These sacred gifts inspire our perpetual adoration to our Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. Our Mother God, on her return, has placed us, each and every one, within a mantle of her love to help us integrate this frequency of divine love effectively and rapidly. This is causing our nervous systems to become recalibrated, raised to a higher frequency, to withstand the highest frequencies of the divine feminine that we are capable of enduring in this physical plane. This mantle of divine love from our Mother God will help to transform each of us into conscious, self-generating centers of light and love. The tremendous impetus and magnetic pull of our Mother's love is now flowing through our heart flames and will stir the souls of humanity. The invisible and resistless power of this love is now piercing into the sleeping spiritual centers of every member of the human race, and it is accelerating the awakening within each of us. We now, as never before, have the ability to merge our personal service to life with the service to life of our Father, Mother, God, for the very highest good of all concerned. Our Mother God's radiant, universal love is pouring through all of us without designating favor to a particular person, place, condition, or thing. Her love is giving a healing and an impersonal benediction to every part of life. The power and magnetic love of the divine feminine within us is blessing all life with an equal opportunity to respond. Every evolving soul is being given both the blessing and the responsibility of becoming an open door for our Mother God's exquisite love. Every human being now has the opportunity to become an instrument of God, vested with the power to change the feeling worlds of all with whom we come in contact. This will be accomplished not through our human will, but through the balanced power of the flame of divinity that is now pulsating within every human heart. When we agree to become a magnetic force of our Mother God's divine love. We draw to ourselves the loving support that we need from those who are aligned with us and will assist us with our divine missions. This occurs not because of allegiance to a particular personality, but because of the affinity of our soul's light with the spiritual essence of the particular facet of the divine plan included within our missions. As we expand our service to life, we must reach up in consciousness and tap into sacred knowledge and wisdom that will teach us how to effectively utilize the frequencies of divine love from our Mother God. Her love is a priceless gift that is now freely flowing through every heart plane. The more we understand about the power and might of this majestic force, the more effective we will be in assimilating it into our life experiences. The love of our Mother God is the force that sets the cosmos into action. It is the cohesive power of the universe, and it must be present in every heart in order for lasting peace and eternal abundance to manifest in our lives. Divine love is practical and infinitely present throughout the universe. Through love, our Mother God reveals our own divinity and confirms the divine truth that each and every one of us holds a unique golden thread to the tapestry of life. Every single thread is necessary and critical to the fulfillment of the immaculate concept of the divine plan. As we assimilate our Mother's love, we experience waves of gratitude for all of the blessings our Father, Mother, God have contributed so generously to our earthly pilgrimages. Within the embrace of this mighty force, our faith in ourselves is renewed, and we remember that we are valuable human beings. When this realization really registers in our conscious minds and our hearts, we will never again say, "What good could I possibly achieve? What value am I? What difference will one person make?" We will recognize that those thoughts are a sacrilege before the divine love and the heart of our Father, Mother, God. Within the embrace of our Mother God's love, we grasp the truth that we have been created and sustained by our godparents because they have chosen to express some beautiful manifestation through us. We are each destined to fulfill a portion of the glorious divine plan, and it is now time for all of us to release the unique perfume and music of our beings to bless all life on this planet. The purity of our individual fragrance and keynote is unlike any other ever released by the evolving sons and daughters of God on this sweet earth. Something sacred is hidden in each of our beings that has never been known by another. Some beautiful manifestation of life, which our Father, Mother, God, and our I Am presence alone can externalize. It is time for humanity to accept this divine truth and to stand revealed as our mighty I Am presence, grown to full stature in the physical world of form. Our I Am presence is now blazing through our fifth dimensional solar heart chakra, the newly balanced, immortal. immortal, victorious, threefold flame in our hearts. This aspect of our divinity is bursting the tomb of matter and radiating the fullness of its life force into every cell and organ of our earthly bodies. The power of this divine life is transfiguring our flesh, revitalizing our spirits, and externalizing the kingdom of heaven to the very periphery of our spiritual influence. Just for a moment, feel this divine light expanding and expanding into every facet of life on this planet. As this light bathes all life, through the I Am presence of each person, it begins to resonate within the heart flame, the remembrance of the divine truth, that our Mother God's love is the fulfillment of the law, because there is no power that can deny it or fail to respond to its call. When we open our hearts to the full momentum of this love, we realize it is the most priceless element in all existence. It is the vehicle upon which all light is carried into the world of form. Our Mother God's love transcends time and space. It is spiritual and all-powerful. As this divine love is breathed into the world of form, it carries through the heart center of each soul the light of the I Am presence. This light dispels gloom and darkness. It banishes decay and misery, and it overcomes all fear and concepts of separation. Negativity and discord cannot be sustained in the presence of our Mother God's love, for this sacred essence is a force of unlimited and unspeakable power. This creative force is always constructive and beneficial, and it continually exalts and glorifies all life. The love of our Mother God is endowed with a deeper vision that peers beyond the scars and blemishes on the surface that were created by our human egos. Our Mother God's love heals, and its healing tenderness penetrates all exteriors to behold the truth of each soul and the reality of each experience. It pierces beyond the visible into the innermost depths of perfection, and it finds its resting place there. Our purpose and reason for being is to be the bearers and the transmitters of this divine love. The celestial song of love is now reverberating through our hearts, and it is the greatest gift from God available to humanity. As we assimilate this love, our old stagnant beliefs and patterns, the miscreations of our human egos, crumble away, and the divine ideas from the heart and mind of God begin to fill our consciousness through our I Am presence. Within this love, our very beings assume a new vitality, beauty, purpose, and meaning. Compassion replaces condemnation. Forgiveness replaces accusations. Healing replaces disease. Abundance replaces lack and limitation. and love replaces hatred. When our hearts are filled to overflowing with the love of our Mother God, our physical bodies are transformed. Our hands, radiating forth this love, bless all they touch. Our eyes, seeing through love, perceive only perfection in all life. Our ears, filled with love, hear the music of the spheres and the still small voice of the Presence. And our nostrils, breathing love, inhale the fragrance of the Holy Spirit. Thus we are renewed and transfigured. In this exalted state of divine love, we will speak with wisdom, compassion, tenderness, and understanding. Each loving word we express will wing its way across the face of the earth to bless all life. Divine love is the highest attribute of the human soul. It is the most vital energy required for our spiritual attainment. The more we assimilate the frequencies of our Mother's divine love, the more far-reaching will be our expression of love. We receive this love according to our capacity to acknowledge and accept it. As we master this divine gift from our Mother God, we will experience, through all levels of awareness, the oneness of all life. We will know and understand that separation is an illusion, and our separation will be no more. Reverence for all life will become the order of the new cosmic day. These are the frequencies that our newly established cause of divine love will now expand in through and around every particle of life on this planet, daily and hourly, moment by moment, with every breath we take. From the deepest recesses of our hearts, as the unified collective presence, the I Am presence of all humanity, in unison with the entire company of heaven, we welcome the cause of divine love to planet Earth, expanded and consecrated through the winter solstice and the full divine momentum of the full moon lunar eclipse. This light will expand in intensity and vibration moment by moment, 1,000 times 1,000-fold with every breath we take, and it will be permanently sealed in its new higher frequency on the planet through the solar eclipse that will take place on January 4th, 2011, as we begin the new year that will transform this planet by leaps and bounds into the patterns of perfection. O Supreme Presence of God within all life, into your eternal heart of love do I now immerse myself, this planet, and all her life. I consciously surrender my vehicles to be merged with the love nature of your being, until I am a pure focus of love, a living jewel in your crown of adoration. The path I walk in life leads only to love. My physical body, filled with love, becomes shining and invincible. My etheric vehicle, radiating love, transmutes the past. Love in my mind ensures the expression of your divine thoughts. Love in my feelings reaffirms that God is the only power acting. as I am thinking, feeling, and remembering only love. I know that my Father, Mother, God is working through me, radiating forth the perfection of all that is to humanity and all life, which I have promised to love free. In this awakened consciousness of divine love, my spirit becomes Holy Spirit, and I am the love of God reaching out to claim this earth. In love, I magnetize all of God's blessings to me. And in love, I radiate these blessings forth to all life around me. I am the spirit of love permeating form until all is drawn back into the indivisible whole. I feel the pulse beat of love in all life and the continuity of love in all of the experiences I have ever known. It is all love. I was born out of love. I am evolving through love, and I am ascending back into love. I am all love, and I am grateful. Through this expansion of love, I begin to understand the truth about me. As I assimilate the love of my Mother God, I begin to realize that I came into this world for a very specific purpose. I came to fulfill a mission. I came to love life free and to realize the truth about me. I came to contribute to the salvation of this sweet earth and all her life. I am part of God. And the fullness of my Father, Mother, God abides in me. In the mind of God, no one is useless or meaningless. Every single person is valuable and critically important to the balance and order of the universe. Without me, God would not be complete. Without me, the universe would lose its equilibrium. All that I am called to do, I do with happiness and enthusiasm, for nothing is too insignificant. I am now embraced in my Mother God's love, and never again will there be a sense of futility in my life. I am overflowing with gratitude for the opportunity to be on earth at this time. I am so thankful to be right where I am, right now, serving all who come my way with love, joy, understanding, and forgiveness. Recognizing my true worth, I now go forth to fulfill my divine mission. With my inner vision, I see the loving and all-encompassing light of my I Am presence now freely flowing through me. With my physical sight, I see lavish abundance everywhere. I am peaceful, powerful, and filled with divine love, for I remember who I am. I am a beloved child of God, and all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine. I now return my consciousness to the room. And I become aware of my physical body. I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies as I consecrate my life force according to my wisdom and understanding to be an open door and a sustainer for humanity's newfound cause of divine love on planet Earth. Precious Heart, feel these energies securely anchored through your heart flame. Breathing in deeply, returning your attention to your physical body. Gently moving your fingers and toes. Inhaling, exhaling. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes. If you would like to contact me or explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth, please visit our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace, eraofpeace.org. You may also sign up to receive our free monthly email newsletter that contains timely information from the beings of light. Precious one, thank you so much for the light you are adding to the world. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.